This is Scott Beck with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to get a chance to speak to a brilliant leader. We're here today with Michelle Marotti. Michelle is the Chief Clinical Strategy and Transformation Officer at University of Washington Medicine. To talk to her about that role, about top priorities this year, where she's most focused, what they're seeing with COVID, and a little bit more. Michelle, can you take a moment and tell us about yourself and about the role of Chief Clinical Strategy and Transformation Officer?
Sure. UW-Medicine's mission is to bring next-generation care to the region and deliver that care with exceptional quality service and access. And so my role is to work with the leadership team to design and execute our clinical strategy and to find ways to continue to transform the manner in which we provide that care. So we are on a lean journey and run various performance improvement campaigns to elevate the care we provide.
And there are vastly different schools of thought on transformation, whether it should be incremental or big jumps or some of both. How do you sort of look at transformation and how do you approach that? Is it an incremental effort? Is it a, you know, no, we're going from 1 to 8 right away, you know, from one position to a very different position? How do you view transformation in the system?
Yeah, so I think it has to be a combination. You know, it has to be a continuous journey where you're seeking incremental gains combined with big kind of stair step improvements, which in my experience tend to need to be incubated kind of outside the system and then introduced, refined, and inculcated. So I think it's sort of fighting the battle on all fronts. There's sort of the ground troops and the air cover keep pushing at it.
And when you look at transformation and some of the things you're most excited about the last couple of years, obviously there's been these big jumps in virtual and telehealth, but Michelle, what do you look at and say, I mean, and I know sometimes transformation, it seems so exciting, but it's a grind really to get people on board and aligned and move forward and make changes. What are the things you've looked at the last couple of years and that you've been particularly excited about or pleased about how they're transforming?
Yeah. So there is this bit of a Sisyphus nature to it that can be exhausting and tiring both individually and for the organization. I think one of the most exciting things that has the opportunity to potentially really make a big change is the sort of advent of digital tools and the use of those tools, not just around making it easier to manage what I would call episode logistics, meaning scheduling and pre and post communication and those sorts of activities that really support the episode of care, but the notion of really finally putting the patient at the center and creating kind of a digital constellation or universe around that patient that is some combination of kind of digital front doors, curated data, more real-time access to advice. So I think the notion of putting the patient in a customized digital bubble that allows them to more readily in real time manage their data, access expertise, and then manage what's required to receive exceptional care. I think that finally, I think that if done right, could be really transformative. So we're very excited about that and that notion of how to kind of manage our relationships with our patients and customers and support them in their health journey.
When you look at transformation, I mean, you have a big clinical role. When you look at transformation, is it mostly centered around clinical, or are you also involved in the business processes, the other types of processes as well?
You know, I think one of the customer experience spans administrative, clinical, operational, right? Everything needs to be in sync and kind of working well for the customer to have an exceptional experience. So our transformation journeys typically encompass all aspects of care and the processes that support that care.
Fantastic. And talk about, what are you seeing with COVID-19 now? What's your sense of that in the state of Washington? Any sense there?
I think it's been exhausting. It's been a real challenge, and it's been kind of a long journey, both for our organization and particularly our frontline providers. And I think there's going to be quite a bit of residual trauma and after effects that we'll manage for some time. It's just been difficult, particularly for our frontline.
Thank you very, very much. Michelle, anything else you wanted to share with the audience today about things that you're seeing or things you're excited about?
No, I think we're excited to get out in our communities and to integrate our services in kind of a more seamless way, to be available to our community and to continue to provide exceptional care. So very exciting things ahead for us.
Fantastic. Michelle, you guys do a magnificent job at University of Washington Medicine, and you do a magnificent job. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott. Take care.